Once upon a time, there lived a farmer who had a donkey. This donkey worked for very long years to serve his owner, carrying sacks of flour and wheat. But as the years passed, the donkey got older and lost his strength. Understanding that he lost his ability to work around the farm, one early morning, he left the farm and started on a long journey.
I don't have my strength anymore. But still have my beautiful voice. I can go to Bremen and sing there for my living.
Along his way, he came across a hound dog lying on the road.
What are you doing lying down like that?
I'm a hound dog, but as I got older, I lost my speed. I cannot help my owner in hunting anymore.
Then I have an offer for you. I am going to Bremen to become a singer. Come with me. Join the band. I'll play the mandolin and you can play the drums.
The dog liked the offer, so he joined, went along with the donkey. Not long after, they saw a cat sitting on the roof of a house along the road. The cat looked very sad.
What's up, kitty cat? You look very sad. What happened?
I'm older now. I have lost my energy to run, and I no longer have my beautiful sharp teeth. Instead of chasing mice, I sit across the fireplace and get lazy. That's why my so-called owner kicked me out of the house.
Then you should also come with us.
With you? And you're going where?
To Bremen. We're going to form a band and become singers. Cats are usually very familiar with music. You can come and play the harmonica with us.
The cat liked the offer, so off she went and joined the band. When these three rascals were passing in front of a farm, they saw a rooster crowing on a fence post.
It's nearly noon, Mr. Rooster. Why are you still crowing?
Tomorrow is Sunday. My owner's wife calls over guests on Sundays. They are planning on serving me to the guests.
Why do you keep staying here? Why don't you run away?
Where can I go? Today is my last day anyway, so I will crow until I can no more.
Okay. Don't waste your voice like this. Come with us to Bremen. We're building a band and we can use a strong voice like yours.
The rooster liked the offer and accepted it immediately. He jumped off the fence and joined their journey. The four of them hit the road together.
Let's spend the night resting in the forest. We'll continue tomorrow.
Before sleeping, the rooster went sneaking around, and from the very high point he was on,
I can see a light ahead. There should be a house very nearby.
Then let's get up and go there. I am not used to sleeping in a dark forest like this.
Yeah, and maybe I can find a bone or two to eat.
All agreed and started to walk to the place where the light came from. Finally, they arrived to a house. Being the tallest of them all, the donkey approached the window, looked inside.
What do you see, brother donkey?
What do I see? I see a beautifully set dinner table.
That's great!
I see all kinds of food and drinks on the table.
I'm already drooling.
Come on! Come on, let's get inside.
Wait up, I'm not finished. And I see four armed burglars eating and drinking at the table.
Hearing the word burglar, they all were very disappointed.
Did there have to be burglars? I was so hungry.
There's nothing to do. Let's head back to the forest.
I wish there was a way to scare these burglars away from here.
Okay, look. I have a great plan. Listen to me carefully.
Four friends formed a tower, jumping on top of each other. Then, with the donkey's signal, they all started to sing. When they heard this horrible noise, the burglars jumped in the air with fear. The four friends broke the window and jumped inside with a big crash. Weapons, the burglars left the house in a panic and started running towards the woods. The four rascals were very happy that everything went to plan. They immediately sat on the table and started to eat the delicious food that the burglars had left behind. After the meal, they all looked for a cozy place to have a good night's sleep because they were very tired. They turned out all the lights and went to bed. It was past midnight now. The burglars had a look to see that there was no light in the house. They sent one of them to check on the house. The burglar found that it was very quiet and wanted to light up a lamp. As soon as he lit the match, the cat jumped on him and scratched his face with his claws. The dog bit his leg. Waking up to all that noise, the rooster started to crow his lungs out. And just when the burglar got the chance to run out on the front porch, the donkey gave him a really strong kick with the back of his legs. Abandoned by what just happened, the burglar ran off next to the others.
In the house, there's not one but four monsters. They all attacked me.
The lot of them ran off without looking back and did not show the courage to come back to the house ever again. The four Bremen musicians really like this house. So they all gave up on the idea of going to Bremen and decided to move in together into this lovely home where they spent all their days singing and making music.